EPI Diamond sales professionals are eager to help you in every way possible to make sure.
RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Mick. It's Debbie with Shannon Jewelers. How are you?
Hey, how you been?
Good, good. How about you guys?
I cannot complain. I can't speak for anyone else.
Okay. Well, how's the weather there? I understand.
Oh,
that's
well,
funny.
I mean,
understand that Buffalo got was supposed to get hit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They were supposed to get hit on Thanksgiving. My folks, you know, you and I've talked about this. So my folks live in Lancaster and Chickawaga. They didn't get really hit.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we drove in on for Thanksgiving, and, you know, there was some snow on the ground, but it wasn't worth talking about. I think it hit south. So, but, I mean, we've got enough that I could make a snowball, but, you know, I could still, you know, it's maybe 2 inches, 3 inches deep. It's just a layer.
Just a little bit. Yeah, my stepdad, he was concerned they wouldn't be able to get out and go down the hill into East Aurora for Thanksgiving with my cousins.
Oh, okay.
And, but they did, so I guess, yeah, I guess they did okay. He said they were expecting more the other night, but I didn't touch back with them, so I wasn't sure what happened.
Got it. Yeah, my brother lives out towards Erie, so he's the first one to call me and go, I got to get out of here. There's way too much snow around here. So,
oh, really? He's like over it, right?
Oh, well, he used to live in Hamburg, so like if anybody that's going to get hit, it's that really that Erie to Hamburg that they get hit.
Yes.
Super hard because of that darn
lightning. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our schools were always getting closed. We, when I was raised, I was born in Orchard Park, but raised in Williamsville.
Right.
And we, then I moved. I got married and moved, and then I came back, and I lived in the Boston Valley. And at that point, I had two little boys. They were going outside, coming inside, going outside, coming inside. The house was always wet. It was always cold. Man, I was over it after one winter. I'm like, I love this so much, but now having kids, that just, it's a game changer.
It certainly is. It certainly is. I'll tell you, I share this story often, so if I've shared it with you, I do apologize. But it was,
no worries.
This has to go back 10 to 15 years ago. Because we were in the old office, and I think we've roughly been here for almost 10 now. Anyway, I had heard that Buffalo was supposed to get a huge storm. So right around noon, I mean, my parents are getting older, so I call my mom, hey, just, you know, kind of checking in. She's like, yeah, we just got, you know, came out from shoveling. I was like, oh, how much you get? She's like, oh, not much. She's like, maybe 3 inches? Like, it's, so we're just scraping it off the driveway. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, I heard you guys were getting this huge storm. She's like, nothing that we've gotten. Okay, have a great day. I leave her, let her go. 5:30 comes, done with work day. I'm driving home. I'm like, you know, I'm going to give my dad a call. I call my dad. Now, she lives in Cheektowaga. My dad lives in Lancaster. So we're talking, what, 8 miles, maybe?
Yeah.
I call, my stepmother answers. And I go, so how's everything? She's like, fine. I said, can I talk to Dad? She's like, well, he's checking on the generator. We lost power. I said, oh, did you guys get much snow? She's like, about 5 feet. And I went, Now, this is only 5.5 hours difference. I went, wait a minute. How do you know it's 5 feet? She goes, well, your dad's only 5'4", and the snow comes up to about his chin, so I would guess about 5 feet. Between, my mom never got anything, so between an 8 mile span, mm-hmm. one parent mm-hmm. got 3 inches of snow, and one person got 5 feet of it.
Is that weird?
That's
weird.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite stories to tell.
Yes. So for a very short time before I left Buffalo and I got married and had my first son, we were in East Aurora. And I would drive from East Aurora to Orchard Park, which is, again, you're talking like 8 miles, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. To go see my aunt and uncle and my grandparents. They were all there. Well, at a light, Now, what the hell is the name of that street? Do it Homewood, maybe? At a light, it was on my side of the road, hardly anything. Hardly anything at all. Very little snow, maybe 4 or 5 inches. On the other side, snow mounds. It's like I was watching this blizzard on TV. I couldn't believe it. I turned around, went home. I said, I don't think I can get in Orchard Park. And we used to drive home from Kissing Bridge all the time, and so you had to go through Orchard Park.
Yep.
And we had to stop at my aunt's and uncle's all the time because we couldn't get through Orchard Park to get home.
Oh, that's funny. I'll tell you, if you don't live there or have somebody that's lived there, you just don't understand just the weird, strange weather patterns that they get. So, anyway, you did not call to talk to me about weather. Are you looking for Miss Ann?
Well, this was fun.
Well, I always like catching up with you. Yeah, let me check for you. Hold one moment.
Great, Mick. Thank you.
Your call is very important to us. Please continue to hold.
In today, but she must have stepped away from her desk. Can I help you in any way or have her give you a yell back?
I need someone, and I was going to bother Ann for it, to send me a few, like, email videos of a 1.25 with very specific color and clarity and GIA grading, just to see, with pricing, so that I can send them over to my customer.
Okay.
The pricing would have to be, like, separate. Right?
Okay, so you and I apologize. You said a carat 25, round brilliant, and what was the color clarity?
So GVVS 2.
Okay.
Triple X. And he wants a GIA.
GIA, and we want video, but don't send price.
Yeah, send the pricing in a separate email because he wants video. I'm doing this remotely with him. He's been referred to us by someone who used to work for us but lives in a different part of the state.
Okay.
And so I'm having to do this all through emails. And we don't have anything like that. So.
Oops. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, my bigger concern, and I don't know if that's quite the right word I would use, the harder part is we really don't sell too many VVSs, so we don't really stock them all, like a ton of them. So I might have to reach out to my New York office and have them forward a video. So let me share this with Ann. I'll explain to her exactly what you're dealing with. I just don't have anything that I can send to you immediately.
Okay, wait a minute. He just sent me an email.
Okay.
He's not looking for this until the end of March. Why? Because he doesn't want her to see the credit card statement. I guess he thought we just have a diamond sitting here and we'll hang on to it. Okay, let me talk to this guy a little further.
Yeah, I mean.
See if he can hold off until then.
And quite frankly, quoting you, number one, I would always want to know why VVS 2. There might be a meaning behind it, but there might not be. They just think that's clean, and you can go well past that. But more importantly, I can absolutely appreciate you doing a little bit of speculative work looking for this, but pricing today versus pricing in March could dramatically be different. So I'd rather not, paint us into a bad corner when the market could shift down a little bit. It could go up a little bit. So, but again, I'll share.
Okay, I'm going to explain that to him. Don't even bother. Let it go. I didn't realize. I knew the gift wasn't until April, but I thought he wanted to make it now. But he's now saying no.
Sure.
Let me explain to him how this works so that he can just touch base with me when he's ready.
Perfect. Yeah, or on the flip of that, I mean, it's very rare that diamond pricing goes down. Obviously, we're in a trend where the last year, 2 years, they went down a little bit, but they are poised to go back up. If he can find another way to not put it on the credit card, but acting today as opposed to March, he might actually save a couple hundred dollars just by you know, just by the timing of it all.
Okay, maybe I can get him to do a online credit app.
Maybe, yeah.
If he wants to do that, then she wouldn't know about it.
I used to do that.
All good ideas.
Used my own store as the shipping address, so the billing came to my store so that they would know.
Well, that's a good idea.
That was old times. That was a long time ago. all right, Deborah. I will tell her no activity at the moment, but I'll give her a little bit of an update of what you were calling for, though. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much, and tell her I love the colored lab browns that she sent. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'll let her know.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. You take care.
Very welcome. You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.